Again, good morning to all of you, and we come together again to celebrate this day, the day of remember all the souls of the faith that departed. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. And what strikes me first of all about this feast day is a reminder to me that the church never forgets. What do we mean by that? Well, just in our human situation, and we have loved ones and have grown up with and have touched our lives in many ways, not only members of our family, very intimate, close friends of our family, but friends of our families and neighbors and just people we've encountered, and they've touched our lives, some very deeply, others not, but nevertheless, many of them have gone before us, and we receive their death notice, and maybe we are able to go to the service, the funeral, mass, or service, the cemetery, whatever. But you know, it is true. As time marches on, we forget them. We don't lose their affection, and they come to our minds, but there's not the closeness, obviously, anymore. But time, the church, the living body of Christ, and that's who we are. We're just not a mere institution. You know, our institutions that we live in and work with, countries and communities and so on, they try to maintain their memory of people who have made an impact in building up their community. Perhaps they have a statue here and there, or buildings, monuments named after them, streets. But there again, time goes, another generation comes. Now, who is that? Why is that street named that? Or why is that building? We just don't know. So we tend to forget, out of sight, out of mind. But the church never forgets. You know, it's interesting, every prayer, official prayer of the church, like, for example, the office that is read by religious communities, by priests, by sisters, it's the prayer of the church, series of psalms and readings that said every day, all of them include prayers for the dead. We certainly, every mass that we offer, all of the masses, always referring and remembering those who have gone before us, naming them sometimes. And certainly the funerals that we have are always very special because we never forget. And so today we have a day dedicated to them following the Feast of All Saints, but we remember those on their way. You know, and that faith, that understanding that our faith in purgatory, as we call it, is certainly a Catholic thing. Many of other denominations and religious, they do not believe in that. But we do. We believe it's right from the very beginning of our existence. Why, in the catacombs, in where the early, very first century is that, may they rest in peace. Peace be with you. And things like this, inscriptions of prayers that are offered for them. But there again, the faith in such a state of, we call it now, purgatory, is nothing new. It's in the heart of the, has its roots in the Judaism as well. Book of Maccabees, it's a late book of the history of the Jewish people, but nevertheless, it echoes the faith that they had in this mystery of what happens to us after death. And in Book of Maccabees, it is a holy and it's a good and holy thought to pray for the dead that they may be loosed of their sins. So that's again part of us, this sense of purgatory. And exactly what it's about, we don't know. Is a place? Well, obviously, it's a state of purification. Purgatory, being purified, before we are enabled to experience the fullness of joy and life in heaven. It just has to pass through. You know, even in our human affairs, we know that if we're, say we have an addiction, I'll use that as an example. If a person's gonna rid themselves of this addiction and become free of it and enjoy life as it you're meant to be as a human, worth the dignity of a human being, but you have to pass through a real purgatory to arrive at that step, purgation, purifying process, and it's sometimes very difficult, but oh, how worthwhile. So that we, in our human affairs, we understand that. But as we enter into, you know, through death and before eternal life, we pass through this purgatory. We're helpless on our own, but not so in the life of the church. And thus we pray for those who have died. We pray that they may rest in peace. And that's us praying for those who have gone before us. So how beautiful this day is, the Day of the Dead, as we call it. You know, on Memorial Day, we remember the dead. Many people do, as is appropriate, by going out to the cemetery and leaving flowers. But on the Day of the Dead, in some cultures, like in Mexico, and this is a major day for them, people will go out and just be present at the gravesite, bringing their, you know, their themselves, their memories, their love, their thoughts, and prayers. And just, you know, be at the graveside and remembering them. Leaving, you know, their flowers, yes, as we do. And often, you know, leaving some kind of food there. That's not only in the culture of that country, but other places too. Other cultures. People laugh and say, what are you leaving food there? You know, you don't expect them to come and eat the food, do you? And he said, well, any more than we expect you to smell them to smell the flowers that you bring. It's a sign of respect, isn't it? It's a sign of our appreciation. Nevertheless, it is really a good and holy thought to pray for the dead. Today you remember them, you're here, and how beautiful that is. And many of you, too, have left a candle here in this parish, as you have, leaving it on with the names inscribed there, as, you know, your thoughts and praying for the dead. So I think it is an opportunity then for us then to show that kindness and that love and appreciation that we have had as they have lived their lives, kindness and appreciation of those who aren't remembered anymore at all, no one to pray for them, and to offer these prayers for their peaceful repose. You know, it is part of our tradition, you know, when you say, the Lord be with you, and you automatically you come back and with your spirit, or with you. Which one is it? We change that. Anyway, and then two, may the souls of the faithful departed rest in peace. We automatically, it just comes to it. Eternal rest granted to them, O Lord. That just is so automatic to us. So may it be. Perhaps today then, to show a special way that you can make this day special for them, as well as for you, to offer a special prayer, taking time during this day, a special time, a special few minutes, few moments, perhaps visiting the church here during the day if it's open, or being taken a place at home, or maybe in your car from point A to point B instead of the radio, offering a decade of the rosary, praying, you know, something different and special for these. That what a blessing that will be. So indeed, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them.